have no idea what you're up against.
You didn't need to come with us.
I didn't do anything wrong.
We have purified this country from the hateful words of the Holy Bible.
I didn't think it was going to be like this.
Hey guys, it's KJ from the scariest movie ever. By now, most of you have seen a lot of this information concerning the coming eclipse on April 8th. X marks the spot on April 8th. And in addition to creating an X marks the spot crossover with the last great American eclipse that occurred on August 21st, 2017, that crossover occurring smack dead center over the epicenter of the New Madrid seismic zone. The April 8th eclipse will also coincide with other strange events. For instance, the Texas DMV announced a travel ban prohibiting size and weight permitted travel on eclipse day across 80 Texas counties. They're prohibiting basically all commercial trucks from traveling on April 8th in 80 Texas counties. Have you ever heard of a solar eclipse resulting in state officials banning commercial trucks? As I said, this is unusual. There's a lot of unusual things coming for the 8th. And what that travel ban means is that all commercial trucks carrying things like gravel, diesel, sections of bridges, tractors, whatever, groceries, that they're going to have to stop delivering on April 8th. And that's just one of the many examples of state government getting involved in this eclipse and shutting down services. Even some schools are being closed down for that day. What I find most interesting, really, is that scheduled for April 8th is also the activation of CERN's Large Hadron Collider, which has been out of commission now for 2 years. I found this really interesting. Check this out. CERN launched the White Rabbit collaboration on March 22nd, 2024 on 322, which is Skull and Bones. For the past 2 years, those behind CERN were busy spending upwards of $4 billion ensuring the machine is in proper working condition for this momentous event that directly coincides with the April 8th eclipse. I personally don't think that's a coincidence. In fact, in a lot of ways, I think what's happening here is the system wants us paying more attention to the eclipse than what's happening at CERN. Although, there's going to be a lot happening all over the place. Scientists began preliminary tests by sending billions of protons all around LHC's ring of superconducting magnets to boost their energy. Now on April 8th, 2024, CERN will shoot those down a 17-mile-long tunnel at nearly the speed of light to recreate conditions a second after the Big Bang. However, many of us believe that CERN is attempting to open a portal to alternate dimensions in order to essentially let interdimensional demons come through. That's why the Shiva statue, the destroyer of worlds, is out in front of CERN. And that's why all these countries are funding this, because they're trying to open a portal essentially to the pit, to the bottomless pit. All of the mysterious and ominous things scheduled to occur on April 8th would seem to point directly to this changing of the ages, from the Church Age to the Tribulation Age, or the Age of Antichrist, or the Age of Aquarius. And you can consider that's why the National Guard's being deployed, commercial travel's being paused, NASA is literally shooting rockets at the moon, and I'll show you that in a moment, and then CERN is attempting to open the gates of hell and allow everything therein to be released upon this earth. Always remember that being in this beast system, we're dealing with the controllers at the top of the pyramid. These are Luciferians, these are witches, these are sorcerers. This is why for years I've shown you all the different examples of rituals they'll do in public right before our very eyes, where they understand what's going on, but, you know, just regular Joe public has no clue. So it's always ritual season in the beast system, it seems. And certainly April 8th is no different. Here's an example of one of the rituals that'll be taking place on April 8th. NASA will be firing 3 rockets at the solar eclipse. Check this out. What's most interesting is this right here. The space agency's project, Atmospheric Perturbations Around the Eclipse Path, will investigate how that drop in sunlight and temperature affects Earth's upper atmosphere. Here's the important part. Apep, A-P-E-P, is named after the serpent deity from ancient Egyptian mythology. It's supposed to be the nemesis of the sun deity Ra, according to NASA. And even down here, you can see NASA's rockets won't launch into totality. Instead, they'll go from flight facility in Wallops Island, Virginia, from where 81% of the sun will be blocked by the moon, but here's the important part. That moment will happen at, and there's their 33s. These are Freemasons in NASA, so we're dealing with Freemasons, and they love their 33. And this right here is an image of Apep, the Egyptian serpent god. Everything happening now goes back to the fallen angels of Egypt. We see reflections in everything here. We are on the doorstep of tribulation, and all of this is about to be released. Everything's slowly being revealed right now, and it's some other things I want to show you in this video today. The darkness truly is coming to light, whether it wants to or not. Everything is coming out and being revealed during this apocalypse at the doorstep of tribulation. As far as the eclipse goes and everything on April 8th, I've covered a lot of that already in some of my other videos, and I'm sure you've seen a plethora of information out there. Other people are putting out there on April 8th as well. It is highly significant and definitely a day to watch, but most importantly for the message, you know, destruction is coming. God's wrath is upon us, and he wants everybody, he wants the world to repent or to turn away from the world and to turn to him. Now, there's much more going on right now I wanted to talk about as far as like weird stuff and creepy stuff. Something I've talked about for many years are the shapeshifters, the demon seed, some call them the seed of Cain, amongst us, the shapeshifters, and they're real. They're not from other planets or other dimensions. They're demonic interdimensional beings. It's also a serpent seed, a race amongst us. And it reminded me of this video from Soundgarden called Black Hole Sun, where you see everybody's faces kind of turning demonic. Well, that's actually happening right now. I'm going to show you a clip here in a second. But now they're trying to put it out there that there's a disease that some people have where they see people's faces mutate and shapeshift demonically. So, of course, when I saw this news article and I actually saw the video, the clip on it, it made me think of Black Hole Sun, this video from, 12 or 13 years ago, very long time ago, maybe longer. But as you can see, all the people's faces in here are turning demonic, and the song Black Hole Sun, that's the eclipse. So it's interesting that we have the eclipse coming right now, and we have these stories coming out about people's faces turning demonic. And you also have this music video from over a decade ago, Black Hole Sun, which has the eclipse and also has people's faces turning demonic. The Black Hole Sun video reveals a lot about what's coming. I also found something else really interesting in this video that connects to what's happening on April 8th. We're having a cicada geddon, they're calling it. All these cicadas are going to be released around April 8th, like right on the eclipse. And you have that kind of a symbolism right here, it looks like, inside this video for Black Hole Sun.
Okay, so we've been talking about this a lot. Cicada season, it comes around every 13 to 17 years. This summer, though, an unusual double dose is going to hit us.
You remember the last batch?
I do.
Here we go again. First in the South, and then here in Illinois, and crossing into our neighboring states.
Censored, here's the weird stuff I love. Imagine your vision is totally normal, and then one day you see demonic features everywhere on people only. Just like this, what you see behind me. Now, that's a reality for a man named Victor Shera. He has extremely rare yet terrifying disorder called PMO. And it's commonly known as, or now known because people didn't know about it at first. It's called the demon face syndrome. People with the condition see parts of other people's faces distorted in shape, texture, position, or color. For Shera, that means grotesque, grimace, elongated eyes, and deeply etched scars, also pointed ears.
I want you to pay special attention to what the reporter just said. He said they're calling this demon face syndrome because they've never seen it before. He says this is like a new anomaly, but it's not. People like myself have been showing you guys these shapeshifters for years. Now you can see that we're right on the verge of these things really being revealed, of all evil coming out and being revealed. We are that close to the tribulation, and they can't hold back. I've got some other examples of that today. These things are revealing themselves. They are showing themselves right now, and it's coming a time real soon where it's just going to be wide out in the open, and I believe that'll be during the tribulation where there's no more reason to hide. But for now, they have to cover things up. They have to explain, why are people seeing, you know, strange demonic figures? Why are people seeing, why are people shape-shifting in public? And we've seen some examples of this recently.
Believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two f***, but I am telling you right now, that mother back there is not real.
As I had mentioned, I have some other examples here. And I've shown you examples throughout the years, but we're coming to the point now where these things are starting to really show up in big public places. Here's a clip from a guy that had gone to a Lana Del Rey concert recently and discovered something kind of strange about the pictures he took in the video. Check this out.
Weird stuff happened at the Lana Del Rey concert last week.
This was the strangest concert I've ever been to. There was a guy screaming constantly for Lana to kill him. And he kept requesting heart-shaped box. The whole vibe was incredibly weird, spooky. But as the night went on, especially the last like three songs, her demeanor changed. Lana Del Rey's demeanor changed. And for some reason, my camera kept glitching. On all the photos I was taking, I don't know why this was happening. At the end of the night, she said she had two more songs left. She played one of the songs, took a cowboy hat from the audience, and then walked off stage. She walks off stage, the lights come on, the house lights, and then the screen behind the stage says, "The end." And it was over. That was it. Some people posted a few days ago that they went outside and waited for her to come out. And eventually around 1 a.m. she came out and she said her voice was going out. And that's why she didn't play the last song. And that's why there wasn't an encore. But she literally just walked off the stage. It was wild. I loved it. I bet Lana Del Rey would be a good ghost hunter. Do y'all think Lana Del Rey would go ghost hunting? I bet she'd be great at ghost hunting. Because there was energy there. There was a weird, spooky energy at that concert.
I decided to magnify these pictures a bit to get a better view. So here's a picture of one of them. Here's another one of the images. That's quite creepy. Say the profile, that looks a bit demonic or kind of like a witch. Demon face syndrome. Amazing. Here it is. Here's another one. Super creepy. Reminds us of the demon face syndrome, right? That doesn't look normal. That doesn't look like an average human. That looks like something demonic or wicked. And here's another one with a guitarist. It's interesting because the thing that's taking place on his face, we've seen that anomaly before with other shape-shifting videos throughout the years. Even right there, it doesn't look like a person. It looks like some kind of a monster or some kind of an animal hybrid. Here's another one of the pictures. Once again, something looks off, right? Doesn't look normal, doesn't look like a normal human face. Things are strange there, mutated. Here's a really good shot. These are some of the backup dancers. The face over on the right totally looks warped and distorted, doesn't it? And then same thing with the one right here in the middle. Also look at the hands, all the hands. They actually look like scales. Look at those hands. They look like scales. Looks like a serpent, like something reptilian. This is what's happening. As I said, you know, I've been showing you guys videos like this for years. Some other people out there have too. Just trying to show you the reality of the shapeshifters amongst us. Demons in the flesh, if you will, amongst us. These are great examples, though. Once again, all of this goes back to demon face syndrome, right? You see why now they're trying to bring that out. Because more and more people are going to start noticing this.
Oh, heed what is written therein, for the time is near. He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, everyone who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Those of you who have not learned what some call the deep things of Satan.
So we live in a great time of deception, and there's so many examples of that. I want to show you a few. So we're already talking a bit about the demon face syndrome, and some of us understand that it's a real anomaly, and it's just not being held back anymore. We're getting to a point where it's all going to be out, and it's going to be easier to recognize. We're already seeing examples of this. More and more people are starting to notice something is off in that respect. But what about our politicians? What about all these people we see on TV? Can you really trust that that's the person that we're told it is, or could it be something else? Take a look at this example. Here's a little example of how they run body doubles. They have masks they use. They have clones. They have the whole commercial, if you're looking at it, you know, through your spiritual eyes, if you will, you know, you'll see that it's more of that deception. They're putting it right out in the open how everything's fake and people are fake, and you may not really be looking at a real person when you think you are. And that falls right in line with everything that's being revealed right now.
With so many choices on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Feys I could be.
So I hired body doubles to help me out.
Splurgy Tina loves a hotel near Rodeo Drive.
Oh, Tina.
Wild Tina booked a farm stay to ride this horse.
Glenn Close?
With millions of possibilities.
You can book whoever you want to be.
That's my line.
Booking.com.
And here's another example I wanted to show you of this demon face syndrome, as they call it. I call it something else. But over this past week or so, some people had noticed this post from actress Sofia Vergara on her Instagram. And she's a judge on one of these reality shows, one of these reality talent shows. So she was sitting at the podium and took a picture behind her, but people started noticing that the faces in the background were all distorted. So some people, the reason this became a story is people were saying that it was an AI audience. They're saying that, you know, for some reason she used artificial intelligence in this. But then other people have said no. I mean, she actually was there and she took a picture of the crowd behind her and of her face. But take a look at some of this. I'll try to make it a little bit bigger for you here. Let's magnify this. Check out some of these faces in the back here. You can see it's a little bit of distortion, right? Demon face syndrome, as they say. And then over here on the other side, it gets a little more obvious. Like this lady right here. Skull face or something going on. And then look at the Joker just over her shoulder. Looks like the Joker with a big smile behind her. Yeah, there's something is up here. And as I told you guys, we're going to be seeing more and more of this as they confuse our reality, okay? As they pump more deception into this system, it's going to be harder for people to differentiate between what's reality and what's not. And what's interesting is this, I looked at a few of the pictures, and not all of them are like this, but there's one other right here. She took this picture, and then if I blow this up here, oops. Look at these people. Once again. So, you know, is this AI? Is this artificial intelligence audience? Or is this, you know, demon face syndrome? Are these things starting to manifest more and more on camera? There you have it. Truly, these are very dangerous days that we live in. It wouldn't be any other way. I wouldn't expect it any other way. The only way to really escape this danger that's coming for this world, and believe me, it's coming, I've been watching for over a decade, is to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and sealed until your day of redemption. Now is the time, my friends. I've been watching this come upon this earth, as I said, for over a decade, for a very, very long time now. And it just increases, and it's getting more intense. And I'm seeing it speed up now like never before. That's your option. That's your way out. That's your ticket to peace, peace of mind, during all this chaos as we watch our civilization falling apart so they can build back better and rise from the ashes like a phoenix for this final beast system. We're also seeing reflections of this danger in the church, in churches. I'm going to show you some examples. There's a pastor I've enjoyed for many years named J.D. Farag, and he was recently giving a speech in his church. He's giving a talk in his church, preaching, and he mentioned the pre-tribulation rapture, and immediately a demon manifested in one of the people there in the church. So I want you to check this out.
You need to know something that you don't know. What's that? People are asking questions about the very things we should know and have the answer to and need to be at the ready to give to everyone an answer of that blessed hope that we have that Jesus is coming to rapture us before the 7-year tribulation, which we are on the eve of.
Here's another example that took place in a German church recently, just over the last couple weeks. Some young lady went in there and she gave some kind of a dance performance, and many people were concerned because they thought that it looked like she was demonically possessed. And of course, we have this, and we also have this example from And we also have an example, of course, from Extinction Rebellion, which unfortunately is a bunch of, I believe, mind-controlled satanic puppets. They've been brainwashed by the climate change agenda, by the green agenda. Here's another example that took place in a German church recently, just over the last couple weeks. Some young lady went in there and she gave some kind of a dance performance, and many people were concerned because they thought that it looked like she was demonically possessed.
Thank you.
we also have an example, of course, from Extinction Rebellion, which unfortunately is a bunch of, I believe, mind-controlled satanic puppets. They've been brainwashed by the climate change agenda, by the green agenda. So we have the black hole sun, we have the eclipse on April 8th, we have the cicadas being released, symbolic of the release of the pit being opened, of all of the creatures coming out like locusts. We also have demon face syndrome. We also have CERN kicking it in on the 8th during the eclipse. So we're starting to see the bigger picture now. We're starting to see all the connections and how it all comes together. Ultimately, the message is this. It's a warning. Jesus wasn't kidding when he warned us of what's coming. The tribulation, 7 years, will be the worst time in human history that ever was or ever will be again. And it's right here upon us. And the choices are few. It's return home with Jesus, through Jesus to the Father, through the Son to the Father. Or it's eternal separation, punishment, if you will, but eternal separation from all that's good and loving. That's a nightmare. That's a nightmare scenario. So as always, I want to thank you so much for watching my videos. I always pray that they can be a blessing to you guys in some way. Hang in there, guys. It's getting crazy. I don't know if anything's actually going to happen on Monday or not, but we'll be watching and we'll see. I certainly believe, as I've mentioned before, it's a warning. This is a call for repenting, to turning to Jesus and turning away from this world. So I hope that those of you who haven't chosen Jesus yet will make your choice soon, because seriously, it's going quick. It's all moving real quick. So until next time, guys, take care of yourselves out there, okay? Stay prayed up. Stay close to the Lord Jesus. You'll be all right. You're going to be at peace during all this coming chaos. Thanks again. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in the next video.